also following another significant development that took place just in the last couple of hours. A 3-judge panel in North Carolina has ruled unanimously. This was a 3-0 decision that North Carolina's state legislative district lines constitute partisan gerrymandering. The significant thing here is the ruling that partisan gerrymandering violates the state constitution. They have ordered lawmakers to go back and redraw all of the state legislative district lines ahead of the next election in 2020. Certainly not the end of the legal process here, but a big, big ruling earlier today from a 3-judge panel. Joined right now on the phone by State Representative Greg Meyer, who is a Democrat, represents Orange County. Representative Meyer, thanks for being with us. Tell us about the significance of this decision.
I'm glad to be with you, Aaron. This is absolutely huge. Political followers know that gerrymandering lawsuits have been probably the biggest political developments that have happened in the last decade. And with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that they would allow political gerrymandering to go forward, the only possible remedies for that in North Carolina were remedies through the courts or the legislature itself. And so having the court make a unanimous bipartisan ruling against partisan gerrymandering is a huge. It really changes what the outlook for the 2020 election could be, and I think makes it much more likely that we'll end up with an independent, nonpartisan process for redistricting somewhere down the road, although we're not quite there yet with this ruling.
Now, where in the state court system was this ruling? I saw 3-judge panel, but I wasn't sure which level.
That's right. So this is a Superior Court trial court ruling. It was a 2-week trial, and the 3-judge panel did rule unanimously. The case can be appealed to the Court of Appeals or directly to the North Carolina Supreme Court, but the court ruling today says directly that this court will not stay their decision upon appeal. So there is a mandate that there will be new legislative maps drawn within 2 weeks, and no chance for that to be stayed by this court.
Speaking with State Representative Greg Meyer, and again, this decision being handed down just a couple of hours ago by State Superior Court. So what then is the next step here? This is, and correct me if I'm wrong, the ruling kind of kicks it back to lawmakers in the General Assembly to redraw the district lines, right?
That's right. The court ruling says that the General Assembly must draw new maps within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Those must be done using a full public process, including public hearings, and the maps must be drawn in public view. The court will hire a referee to review the new maps to see if they comply with the court's expectations. That, of course, I think that will all proceed pending a stay from a higher court. But then, you know, all of that could go on and the case could still continue into higher court. So there will be more news on this, but the next likely step will be some type of process of drawing new maps in the legislature.
And you mentioned the possibility down the road of an independent, nonpartisan redistricting process. What's the status of that conversation?
So there are multiple bills that have been filed to create an independent, nonpartisan process. I think that even though this ruling doesn't mandate an independent, nonpartisan process, I think that it makes it more likely that we'll get there because people will really see how messy this process is, and that you really don't want legislators drawing their own districts and picking their own voters for their elections. And so the farther we go down the legal course here, the more and more I think there will be public demand for just doing it a better way that people believe is fair.
And again, speaking with State Representative Greg Meyer, so this has been kind of the seemingly obvious kind of track of the legal process ever since the Supreme Court issued its decision earlier this year. And as you mentioned, not really stepping into the fight over partisan gerrymandering on the national level, but in many ways in that ruling, almost inviting state courts to take up the issue, which is then what immediately has happened in North Carolina. And there are other states across the country where the same thing is happening. So as this case moves up the state courts and gets ultimately to probably the state Supreme Court, we've been down this road before with gerrymandering cases where a court has issued a ruling ordering the General Assembly to go back and redraw the district lines, and then lawmakers come back and say, well, it's so close to the election, we can't draw it in time for the next election to take place. And that has been an argument that courts have sided with and backed in a couple of instances over the course of this decade. So reasonably, assuming this gets up to the state Supreme Court, when would the state Supreme Court need to make a decision in order for that not to be a viable argument at all?
I hope the listeners know that Aaron Keck is a political science professor and just heard his political science professor mind work through all of that. The answer to your question, though, is that we have filing for next year's elections starting December 3rd. Mm-hmm. And so unless the primary for next year's elections were to be moved and filing would be pushed back, that's kind of our hard deadline. And I think that the court today has brought back a very swift decision and ordered a very swift remedy because they recognize that the longer this gets dragged on, the more it could impact next year's elections. And we really need people to know as soon as possible where they're going to vote. And frankly, from my perspective, as someone who tries to help recruit people to run, I need to be able to tell people what district they live in if they're considering whether or not to run. So glad to see that we've got a swift expectation from the court.
And then finally, and again, speaking with State Representative Greg Meyer, what would, again, assuming that this gets up through the courts and this ruling today is upheld and we do actually have an independent or nonpartisan process or district lines, at least for 2020, that are not an act of partisan gerrymandering, and we have more free and fair elections for the next election cycle, what would that mean for the state of North Carolina? What would it mean for you as a state legislator?
So it's really important for people to understand that 2020 is a constitutionally important election because we are mandated to draw the next decade's districts after this election. So whoever holds, whichever party holds power after the 2020 elections, gets the power to decide how to draw the next set of districts. And my hope is that these new, more fair districts will give us the chance to elect a Democratic majority, not because I want Democrats to draw the next set of districts, but because I firmly believe that Democrats will put in place an independent, nonpartisan process that will create fair maps and fair elections for every voter out there. And I believe Democrats can win in those types of fair maps. We don't have to cheat and draw unconstitutional districts to make our case and win in North Carolina. So I hope that this decision sets us on that path towards what I believe will be a better future for the state.
Again, unanimous ruling today from a 3-judge panel on the state superior court level, striking down our current state legislative district lines as an unconstitutional act of partisan gerrymandering. State Representative Greg Meyer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely, Aaron. Thank you.